This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Each day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. In today's episode, we go back to the year 1997. Most people remember O.J. Simpson's criminal trial where he was acquitted on two counts of murder. But he also had another trial 2 years later. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to come back tomorrow for more shocking sports events from history on our March Madness special. As always, you can listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Millions of viewers had gathered for the main event. Nearly 9 out of 10 households in Los Angeles tuned in. Cameras bobbed and weaved, capturing every move, every triumph and defeat. As the competition drew to a close, the victors cheered and pumped their fists in the air. The losers comforted each other, promising, "Next time, we'll come out on top."
The lines weren't drawn between fans of competing sports teams. The country was split between those who believed football star O.J. Simpson was a murderer and those who insisted he was innocent.
Now, on Tuesday, February 4th, 1997, O.J. stood trial a second time, this time in civil court. Once again, he tried to dodge charges and rush past prosecutorial traps. If he failed, it could cost him his home, his wealth, his reputation, everything.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 8th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 1997 to explore the civil suit against O.J. Simpson for the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Even before he was mired in scandal, O.J. Simpson was a household name. He spent 11 years in the NFL. In 1973, he became the first player to rush for 2,000 yards in a single season, something only 7 footballers have ever done in the history of the sport.
And O.J. came agonizingly close to tying his own record, falling less than 200 yards short in 1975. That season, he scored 16 touchdowns and secured his reputation as a football god.
32-year-old O.J. retired in 1979, but his star still shone brightly. He was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 1985 and leveraged his popularity and fame into a lucrative sportscasting gig and movie stardom.
But everything changed in the early morning hours of June 13, 1994. Shortly after midnight, investigators arrived at the home of O.J.'s ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. She was found dead alongside her friend, Ronald Goldman.
Police immediately focused on O.J. He had a history of domestic abuse, and investigators found a suspiciously bloodied glove and clothes on his estate.
4 days later, the Los Angeles Police Department charged O.J. with the double homicide, but the superstar couldn't be brought down that easily. He assembled a dream team of lawyers who deftly deflected the prosecution's arguments for the duration of O.J.'s 9-month trial.
Thanks to their decisive work, on October 3, 1995, O.J. was acquitted of both murder charges. Roughly a quarter of the country celebrated, those who believed he was innocent.
But the rest of the nation was convinced he was guilty, and that included the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. In January 1997, they filed a civil suit against O.J. Simpson. They couldn't send him to jail, but they could sue him for all he was worth.
This trial played out very differently from the first. OJ had a new team of attorneys. Cameras weren't allowed in the courtroom. The plaintiff introduced new evidence, including proof that he owned a rare pair of shoes that matched the footprints found at the crime scene.
Ultimately, the jury found in the plaintiff's favor this time and ruled OJ criminally negligent. He was sentenced to pay the victim's families $33.5 million, the equivalent of nearly $55 million today. The verdict virtually bankrupted him, though even as recently as 2017, the families claimed they have received only a small percentage of the settlement money.
O.J. Simpson's two murder hearings were highly publicized and highly controversial. There's a reason the criminal proceedings were dubbed the trial of the century. The car chase leading to his arrest was the 14th most watched event in television history. And his verdict was the most viewed, with as many as 142 million people tuning in.
As a pro athlete, OJ was used to the attention and the press, but these trials were different. There wasn't a title or a championship on the line. It was his freedom, his reputation, and his cash.
Like any football star, OJ navigated the field of the courtroom as best he could, escaping criminal charges before he was sacked in the plaintiff's brilliant play.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.